Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, October 25th, 2016. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Chionya Sojani. Today we'll be looking at the successful stories among the Zimbabwean youths despite the prevailing economic challenges.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
The number again is 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution.
And we are also streaming live on Facebook. Please like our pages and send us questions for our guests and of course send your comment. We are also streaming live on our three websites. That's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voandebele.com. Zimbabwe's troubled economy has taken a heavy toll on millions of people, especially the youth, who just can't find employment. Despite many of them having college or university degrees, life for many young people has become a nightmare, so they say. And this we have highlighted on this show on many occasions. But as you would probably agree, there is always a brighter side to any story, no matter how depressing.
So today we are focusing on the brighter side of Zimbabwe's sad story of the youth unemployment. We have with us some of the young people who have managed to have innovative ideas and dig themselves out of this gloomy situation. This is surely going to be enlightening and motivational experience for all the young people out there. So please join us and stay tuned tonight.
Indeed, Ms. Chi, young people out there, please join us and stay tuned. Emakhaya lingabalitshona njani lamhlanje ngosuku lwangolwesibili mhla ziku 25 ngo-October 2016. Isiqokuqela sendaba lamhlanje kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Sikhangela abasakhulayo abangaba bephumelela kwezamabhizimusi kumbe kunhlelo zentuthuko kungelani lokubhidlika komnotho. Esikhathini esiningi sivame ukukhuluma kulolu hlelo ngokusilela kwemisebenzi, bese sikhohlwa ukubana bakhona lanxa kunjalo bakhona nje ontanga abaziphandelayo ngendlela ezitshiyeneyo. Yibo ke esikhuluma labo lamhlanje. Vatereri Chirongwa ndechenyu, Chirongwa The Connection, nasi tiri kutarisa tiri kukurukura nevechidiki vari kubudirira muzvirongwa zvakasiyana siyana, zvingava zvirongwa zvebudiriro kana kuti munyaya dzemabhizimusi, zvisinei nekuondomoka kwaita upfumi hweZimbabwe hwaenda kumamvemve. Kunyange yazvo mamiriyoni nemamiriyoni evanhu vasina mabasa vasingashandi, varipo vechidiki vari kuzviraramisavo nenzira dzakasiyana siyana. Ndivo vatiri kutaura nezvavo nhasi muchirongwa chenyu, Chirongwa The Connection. Ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi, Miss Chi.
Mm-hmm. Nyayema business, it's a very big topic, and young people want to know how they can make it in Zimbabwe. And today we have got interesting guests that I'm sure you'd really want to know about. And Mtunga, so many challenges. For one, to start a business in Zimbabwe, you need money. And there is no money in Zimbabwe right now. Many people are struggling to even accumulate capital. So here are some success stories that you will surely enjoy to hear about many young people who are making it despite the odds. Am I right, Mtunga?
You are absolutely right, Ms. Chi. 100% right. People back in Zimbabwe know better. The economy is at a standstill. It's actually sliding into very dangerous territory. Millions and millions of people without a job, and people are really, really struggling. Besides the issue of unemployment, even people with money in the banks, they just cannot, access their money easily as much as they would love to, because we have a serious cash crisis in Zimbabwe. That's why the government is now bringing in the issue of, bond notes, which are very controversial among Zimbabweans, as many people know.
And you find out, Mtunga, if you are running a business, how then do you keep your prospective clients, your customers, and how do you get new customers? And so, how do you run a successful business when there's no one to buy your products?
No one is better positioned to answer that question than our first guest, and that's Nkosana Mazivisa, a businessman based in Bulawayo. Mazivisa is a 2016 Mandela Washington Fellow alumni. He owns a consultancy firm and a food outlet, Swega, the Taste of India, all under his company, Mazivisa Inc. And Mr. Mazivisa was also featured in the Forbes Africa magazine this year. And he was hailed as one of the promising young people in the entire continent of Africa. Mr. Mazivisa, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Ntungamilingoma.
Yes, sir. Let's dive straight into it, Mr. Mazivisa. Today we are focusing on people like you, people that many young people are looking up to. You're a businessman. I know there's many, aspiring business people out there, but they are given all the odds that are prevailing in the country at the moment. They're like, where do we start? Where does someone start? How did you begin your story? If you may, take us through your journey.
Okay. Yeah, like you have asked, many people want to do business. Where did I start from? Like I've often said, that entrepreneurship is a calling, it's a purpose. It's not like everyone can wake up becoming a teacher or a president or what. It's a calling. So I took time when I was working for Amavulindlela Empowerment Corporation. That's when I realized much of my talent, that it's more into business. As I was working in magazines and also on the branding development, understanding business intelligence, how to formulate strategies. That was the crux of my business. That's where I realized much of my talent. And as I met more people who mentored me, it was easier then to learn from the best people who have been in business for a very long time. And it is critical that if one really wants to aspire in business, it is critical to read much and to be familiar with the industry which you are in. So that was my beginning of my journey.
And how have you managed to stay on both feet up until, you know, this time, given the sustaining economic challenges in Zimbabwe? We know many companies have shut down, and indeed many workers have been driven out of employment.
Yeah, to be frank with you, the Zimbabwean economy is not good. It's burning. We are going through a deflation period. So what's important is, how do we remain afloat? How do we remain relevant? That is very critical. So what you realize, you have to come up with a contingency plan on how do we maintain our business. And also in terms of payments, we used to have a 14 to 21 day facility for our customers, and ended up having 7 days to 7 days to cash sales. So that's what makes us remain afloat. And the cash crisis is really affecting us. But at the end of the day, we have our stationary instrument 64 of 2016. While it is good because it is promoting local products, but somehow those products have become expensive, like cooking oil. 2 liters used to be $2.90. We used to buy for $2.90. Now it's $3.30. So we use huge volumes of cooking oil. So that has affected our production very much. But nevertheless, like, we are entrepreneurs. We have found out a way of remaining afloat and also looking for more clients instead of using big customers. Big customers tend to have a long time in terms of payment, but individual customers, it's easier. Yeah, we shake them, but which is made things easier for people of India. And on the consultancy thing, we are realizing that there is a decline in terms of number of people interested, because consultancy requires a lot of commitment. So we've remained with the customers that we started with, but new ones are just coming in for consultation only, but not beyond consultation, maybe in terms of operational strategies and everything, because the economy is not that flexible. But we are realizing that we are having more interest outside Zimbabwe. We are having individuals and companies based in South Africa, some as far as Mauritius, interested in understanding how best we can shape their businesses, maybe also expand them, and how best we can tap into the pro-centric business. So somehow it's 50-50. We can't complain.
It's
a poor situation.
Okay, thank you there, Mr. Mazibisa. Ucingo lwakho luyaqhuma-quma, luyajampa-jampa. Kahle siluqume sikufonele enjalo. That was Nkosana Mazibisa on the line. His line is very bad, Ms. Chi. So we have cut him off, and we'll be trying to reach him back. But there is a second guest.
Our second guest for tonight is Davison Mudzingwa, a filmmaker all the way from Chiredzi. And he's got a very interesting topic that he's going to tell us about. One of the things about him, he has a show that won an award-winning show, am I right? The Lost Tongue. So would you like to tell us more about that, my dear?
Who, him or me? But before we go to him, you don't know this, but I'm sure many people do now, because I always brag when Devson comes on the show, because he's my best friend.
Oh, wow.
We went together to college, and ndiya kandi dzidzisa shone kutswaga vasikana. And, you know, here I am today, you know, being friends with an award-winning film producer. Devi, good evening, and welcome on Studio 7.
Thank you so much. I'm always happy to be here.
Ko panye kuti ndiwakandidzisa shona yekutsvaga vasikana ndiri kunyepa here mda. Okay, I'm working on that. Okay, Diva, you have a very interesting story. You are a storyteller, a Urinyanduri, and you are a journalist, you are everything, and an award-winning film producer. Tell us about your journey and, you know, how you got to The Lost Tongue.
So the journey is quite simple or predictable, like any other African story, the story of any African child or most African children, which somehow plays to the gallery of stereotypical impressions of how Africans grow in our own societies. I grew up in the very arid and hot Chiredzi, which is in the lower veld part of the country or southeastern part of the country. And I always say it's a privilege that was part of this experience of growing up in a modest family or leading a modest life with a single parent. It was this grounded me and the other colleagues that I'm working with in terms of our approach of storytelling. So this was everything. You know, when you grow up in reality, everything that you have to do is bound to be real. And it means a lot in terms of how people relate to it. So this led to a passion in terms of storytelling at an early age. And I went into radio because I love being on radio so much. And I went in radio for over 8 years doing current affairs, something that I was not planning for. I planned in being a radio presenter in terms of music shows. And I couldn't do this because of the circumstances in the country, because of a few radio stations that are there, so there's too much competition. But I ended up being on the current affairs side, which was also a blessing because it led me to something that I'm currently doing now, which is filmmaking, also storytelling, but the other side of the coin, because it involves all sides of storytelling, images, sound, and also the wisdom, the local wisdom that we get when we are growing up. So this is basically the journey that led to the documentary that you're talking about, which is Lost Tongue. It's growing up, we grew with it, and we identified it when we started doing filming based in South Africa, and we pursued the story in the Northern Cape province of South Africa, a story that relates to most people across the world. At least this is the feedback that we're getting from people that are watching the documentary across the world and on different festivals and different platforms. That is a story that relates to everyone that watches it, because it talks about a universal topic, the topic about identity through a language that is being lost by this tribe or this nation of people called the Komani San community in the Kalahari Desert. So everyone who watches this says, these people are losing their language. I think I'm also doing the same, or they're losing their identity, they're losing their culture. I think I'm doing the same. So we are privileged to have this kind of feedback from people that are watching this documentary, Lost Tongue. So this is basically the whole journey, growing up in reality, and you are still living reality, telling stories through film.
And I would like to welcome Mr. Mazibisa back, but Ms. Chiyo, anga uchida go vunza vamzingwa.
Mm-hmm. Chiyo chakaita kuti Musa taura nyayenye kuchiredzi and makasarudza ku South Africa. Muchifokusa on vanweku the Kalahari, on the Lost Tongue film.
Pa story dzakara dzidzidzi kazhinji kacho ndoanza kuudza vanhu kuti hatisi ndakaitsvaga kuti inge tichiita, asi kuti pamwe nyaya yacho ndiyo yakatitsvaga kuti tinge tinosvika pakuiita. Asi kudoma kwamaitawo kuti nyaya yeChiredzi zviripo zvimwe zviri kuitwa pari zvino panzvimbo iri padhuze neChiredzi inozivikanwa sokuti Chisumbanje. And kune nyaya iri kuitika kuti vagari ikoko vakatorerwa minda ichinzi iri imwe nzimbe dzinogadzira mafuta emotokari anonziwo green fuel. WhatsApp. Takati shanda ne kugadzira dokumentari iroro rinonzi Bitter Sugar. Dokumentari rechangiri chibuda mukati negore rinotevera rakundopera. Tokuruswa pakuribika pa pedzisira kwezvino izvi. Saka tinofara kuti pane chimwe chinhu chiri kubuda kubva kumaTV wavo kunzvimbo rakakurira. Ende uye tinofara kuti kana kuri zvazobuda vanhu vazhinji vachasvika pakunge vachiona mamiriro ezvinhu kudii iroro. Uyo mamiriro ezvinhu mukati menyika nekuti dokumendari ratinge tichitaura isu zvino kutorwa kweminda yevanhu ava asi kuti tichange tichisvika pakutandanudza tichiratidza isusu mamiriro ezvinhu mukati menyika nekuti zviri kuitika muchisumbanje ingori nzvimbo doko asi kuti zvinhu zviri kuratidzawo mamiriro ezvinhu mukati menyika yose saa isu tinotenda kuti nyaya yataurwa munzvimbo whether yataurwa kuvenezuela kana kuti yataurwa kuchirezi kana kuchisumbanje kana kukalahari inofanira kunge ichivheneka kana kuita sekuti chionioni chekuti munhu aiona ari kunzvimbo ipi neipi pasi rose angana svika pakuti izvi zviri kuitikawo kwatiri ndomafarira atinoita pakunge patichitaura nyaya idzi.
Aha, please, batai makadaro vamudzingwa. I like the oxymoron, Bitter Sugar. I'm looking, definitely looking forward to that film. Mnumzana Mazivisa, si penduke kuwe. Nge ngati ngixoxa lawe wathi wena indaba yokuba ngusomabhizimusi ayisiyo ndaba engalandelwa yiloba ngubani bakhona. Uthe wena uchasisa wathi calling. Akusichasisele khonapho ukuthi kahle kahle utshona.
Yeah, when I was saying business is more of a calling, it's like one being a doctor or a teacher. It comes from being aware of yourself that you need to serve the human population. You need to have patience. It's within you.
Mazibiso asiyiphathe ngesinto mntakamama. Oh, lwahlelwa qoma ucingo lwakhe. The lines are very bad today. Maybe timbo tora mtereri mischi ndofunga tine mterera ndini.
Aha. And we have our first speaker, Marvin from Chipinge. How are you today? Aiwa, tinipo mukufara here? Aiwa, kunokuri right. Ehe, mune ma business here ikoko?
Ma business kudai. Ngo uno wangu
Koti pechi konzero sei kuti hamuna business. Capital. Mungu na kutaurisa here.
I think the line is really bad. We'll have to drop him and maybe try to reach him again. Timbo zokera ne ifoni ka Mazivisa iqumile la yokotwa si Salom Nomzana uTefson Mudzingwa ecingweni vamudzingwa tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika. Upfumi waenda kumawere, ma opportunities hapana. Munhu wechidiki anowana papi, anoona sei, anogona kuidentify sei you know area yanga explore kuti agone kunge achiwana kurarama ipapo.
So zvazvinoita panyaya yemamiriro ezvoupfumi ndezvekuti ine kaviri yatingati isusu imhanda ine zvinhu zviviri. Chokutanga ndechekuti vanotaurawo vanotiwo matambudziko ari mukati menyika kana kuti munzvimbo dzatigere ndiwo anofanira kuti ange anounza mikana yekuvhura mabhizimisi. kana pasina tambudziko rokusika kunge muchigadzirisa hapana business ingabuda asi ukaona tambudziko riri mukati menzvimbo yaunogara ndiye mukana wacho wokuita business ukaona munzvimbo yaunogara musina mvura muchitambura kuti mungaona mvura mukana wekuti ufunge kuti mvura ateunza sei mukati menzvimbo inoyatigere obva ukasa kunge uchiita business kana muchinetsawo nyaya dzemagetsi kana muchinetsawo nyaya dzezvokudya zvokuti tinga hamuna chikafu hamuna mavegetable ndiwo mukana wokuti unge unofunga kuteswera kana kuronza pfungwa dzokuti tozunza sei zvinhu zviri kushakwa munzvimbo inei vanhu vachikwanisa kunge vachibhadhara so pose pose vanonzi vano dambudziko ukatarisa kuseri kwacho kana kuri kuti mari yesimbi yatinoti kuseri kwachona ndo inenge iri mukana wokuti ungonogadzirisa matambudziko wavo atopinda mubhizinesi asi izvezvi ne umwe mukana wokuti zvinofanira kunge zvakamira zvakanaka mukati menyika yose kuti zvinhu izvi zvinge zvinogadzirisika kuti ukwanise kunge uchimisa bhizinesi seiroororo fanira kunge kuti zvinhu zvakanaka zvose mukati menyika ndichirevera panyaya yekuti zvinhu zvakagadzikana zvematongerwo enyika zvakagadzikana zvokuti ukakwanisa kunge uchivhura bhizinesi iri vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vachiuya vachitenga iwo uchiziva kuti uronga kuti makore mashanu anotevera ndomira papi makore gumi ndofukara ngenda papi nebhizinesi rangu asi kana zvisina kumira zvakanaka panyaya dzematongerwo enyika unongosvikoita bhizinesi yarekuti ndinhasi chete mangwana hauzivi kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei uyeyo chero kada kuunza vamwe kune dzimwe nyika kuti huyai munge munopinda mubhizinesi rangu iri muise mari yenyu tisimudzire bhizinesi ringe rinosimba nyika yose vanozeza kuti vange vanounza mari iyayaya kuti inge inosvika pange ichisimudzira upfumi hwose hwenyika izvi ndo mamiriro ezvinenge zvakaita kune imwe divi asi hazvinge zvitadzisa kuti munhu ange anokwanisa kutadzisa mabhizinesi nekuti pari zvino izvi pasi rose rachinja vanhu vakutaura kutaura vachitiwo global village chakwanisa kunge ichiita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana nekune dzimwe nyika tiri vamakombiyuta tichikwanisa kunge tichitengeserana navo zvakare kunyange zvakaoma mukati menyika dzatenge tiri saka mukana uyoyo kuti pava nezvinhu zvatinotaura tichiti yava mukana wemasaisai edandemutande kana kuti digital age zviri kusimudzira vanhu vazhinji vanokwanisa kunge vachiita mabhizinesi kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kushambadza mabhizinesi rako kana kutwana mukana yekuti unge unoitawo mabhizinesi kuburikidza nepaindaneti nekutaura nevamwe kune dzimwe nyika kana kunge uchionawo zviri kutaura nedzimwe nyika nekuita research paindaneti ukwanisa kunge uchishandisawo zviri kushandisawo izvozvo mupfungwa dzako uyewo nemunzvimbo yaugere rinosimuka chete bhizinesi takazviona kunyika dzakawanda vechidiki vanoshandisa iwo yavanotaura vachitiwo internet uyewo nepfungwa dzesocial entrepreneurship vachisvika pakunge vachishandura nzvimbo dzavagere nenyika dzavagere kuburikidza nokushandisa iwo masaisai dandemutande awa yatinoti internet neiyo digital world inoita kuti pasi rose ringe rino vadoko yanotiwo global village.
Rambai makabata mgoma Davidson Mudzingwa sikhuluma laye lapha ego South Africa ukhuluma ke ngendaba yokuthi abasakhulayo nxa kuyikuthi kukhona ofuna ukukwenza landela inhliziyo yakho njalo uzinikele kukho konke okwenzayo. Davidson Mudzingwa ye filmmaker uyenza imisebenzi yamabhayisikopo. Miss Chi tisari tadzokera kuna vamudzingwa timbotora mutereri vastalone kubhindura uko. Vastalone makadii?
Ndakasimba, makasimba here?
Aiwa takasimba mukoma wangu, kuri sei kubhindura uko?
Aiwa tiri nani kwakabiku Washington.
Kuwashington kuri bhodziri sei hama dzangu dzese kubhindura ikoko?
Dziriko kana dzisina kuitwa mashort sleeve time dzemaerection dzeziriko.
That's good. Mapinda muchirongwa mugoma wangu.
Arit ndinotenda zvikuru. Patasvika panapa hachinzi kana tikatoona whoever will take over from aripo yezvinezvi munhu iyeye ane dambudziko because vanhu vachafungudzira kuti ndiye auraya upfumi because right now as I speak upfumi hwese hwenyika hwakatoparadzwa and huri mumaoko evashomashomo That's like the Ingova Papa before independence. Because as you are the ruling party. So if you belong to the ruling party, upon a sanction, but you know, when ruling party are one of the sanctions. But can Waparas Ganima sanctions, how can you build a 25-room house? From top to bottom, from the highest office in the country to the lowest, varu benefit ordinary people, actually suffering tenfold than we used to suffer Murungu Achatonga Nigaine. So sometimes we wish could the economy and the YTN, Zinuzanga Zitofamba, Darga Zazawa is me.
Aiwa zvichanaka mukoma Stallone. Hanzi rambai makashinga.
Ukaramba wakashinga uchisafa nenzara kushinga kwacho kunosvika pekuti you can't resist because kana muti ukaudyara nhasi ukaoti ramba wakashinga ikoko drought unongosvikawo pekuita sakamsupresh.
Yeah, true that. Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Stallone.
Mukoma Stallone, mune business here ramukuita imimi. Mukoma Stallone.
Hello.
Mune business here ramukuita imimi. Izvo zvikubindura.
Ndinombochengeta mabrailers, but it's now a seller's market. Nearly everyone are doing it, so my bed you are. So, since I just know that after 6 weeks, it will be going into your own pocket, ya kudya iwe chikafu, because kuti irambe iri huku yakanaka inoda kuramba ichidya chikafu.
Kozviuta chii chakaitika chakamboya nemukurumbira chihuta mazuva ano hatimbonzwi zvichitaurwa nezvazvo mani.
Chihuta chakauya chiine mutindo vanhu vachiti chine mutindo, but ndina buri wangu ari panikdo pangu apa angainazvo 250 apana kana chaakatengesa. Vanhu vainyepera kuti zai racho rine medicinal values harina kana chinhu, because iwo unenge uchichifidha nemachemicals, nechikafu chine machemicals chakaita sana chamatsana meshe and so on, hamuna medicinal value muchikafu ichocho. Saka hazvina kumbopa mari, ndokunga vakaita mari nazvo, ndo madhara acho maministers iwayo vekutanga vakatanga kuuya nazvo.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Stallone nekupinda muchirongwa.
Andatenda zvikuru kwazvo.
Mnumzana Stallone lo osepindura okhuluma ngokuti yena uyake gcina inkukhu kodwa utubo solukhona ukuthi umuntu wonke isegcina inkukhu. Yiyo ibhizimusi esikhangelwe ngabantu abaningi. Manje kungaba njalo, umuntu wonke esegcina inkukhu othengayo ugcina engasekho, imarket iyanyamalala. Ngingambuza njalo ngendaba ezigwaca, ukuthi zabuya izigwaca kubo last year khonapho. Sasisizwa zikhulunywa kakhulu ukuthi awulezigwaca zimnandi, abaye besithi amaqanda ayelapha wathi. Bengimbuza ukuthi udumo lwezigwaca, abanye bathi yizihuta, but that's not Ndebele. Isolwayo ngapha udumo lwakhona, uthi ulabo makhelwane bakhe abalezigwaca eziningi kakhulu baswela lokuthi bazithengise ngaphi, bagcina besibale loss enkulu, which takes us back to the very funny advert that was done by Nando's concerning mazvihuta. Hanzi neNando's, we have an imposter among us, and I think they were right, because the firm has disappeared. and people are now stuck with those rihuta iziguata.
We have our next guest, and his name is Donald Chatukuta, the Director for Energy Solutions, Eden Energy Solutions. Hello, Mr. Donald.
Thank you so much, Chiweni. So, how are you?
I wa tiri right. Munofara here.
Dinofara.
I could write. Can you tell us about the opportunities that are presented right now to the youth in terms of energy?
I'm representing a company, Eden Energy Solutions. It's a company registered in Zimbabwe, and it's also registered in South Africa. What we are doing is we are providing alternative energy solutions through renewable energy. The opportunity came about by the shortage of electricity in both places, both in Zimbabwe. You recall some time ago, Kariba water levels went down and there was a serious schedule of power cuts. And it was also the same issue here in South Africa. There was a point when the grid was overloaded and they had massive load shedding as well. At that point, people were seeking an alternative reliable energy source, and the solution, the immediate solution was in renewable energy, solar and wind energy. That's where we came into the picture. It was an opportunity presented through a crisis. But I would want to say it has performed well. We have managed to tap into a number of projects. One that I can mention now that is quite interesting is the provision of computer labs to remote schools. What we are doing in this project, we call it a Huva Lab project. We are in partnership with a Zimbabwean non-profit making organization. The objective or the agenda behind it is to make available IT and computer literacy both to students in remote places and the community around. So this comes in the form of a container. We convert a 20HC container, then we put solar panels on top, and we mount the inverter inside, and we also put in computer desks inside to accommodate 12 students. So you've got 6 students on one side of the container and 6 students on the other side of the container. Total 12 students can be accommodated safely, even if those computer labs, computer lessons can be conducted inside that container. That's the project we are doing, and the Ministry of Education has approved that we can do this project to all schools around Zimbabwe. We are having a meeting to close up this project this coming week, but we have already done a sample that should be shipped in 2 weeks' time. So that's one of the projects that we are busy with at the moment, to apply energy to remote places through solar energy. Here in South Africa, we have been doing quite a number of projects that involve providing electricity through solar to businesses and to households. We have come up with a very reliable system, because you know, solar, when you talk about solar, people think it's a panel that you just take and you connect it to your battery, you know, on a small scale, and they actually think solar is a panel, but panel forms part of a solar system, where the system comprises of panels, inverters, the battery, and charge controller. Those are components of a solar system. So a solar system can actually run a full house. In fact, you can...
While we are there, Mr. Chatukuta, Mataura Nyae, kumusha anditi kuti this project inogona kubatsira vari kumusha. And right now it's assisting those who are in the rural areas to get internet, to get electricity. But how do we then benefit? How do those people benefit, the ones who are looking for employment? How can they be agents to promote your product in the rural areas? Because when we talk about mabasaga, saka mukunza product, it's about to save our youth. We talk about business in doi pinda say.
Okay. As far as employment is concerned, you realize that there are so many facets involved in actually getting the container to site. There is the conversion of the container itself to make it suitable for housing computers and for it to be used as a laboratory. There is also the installation part of it. There is the internet setting part of it. All those things require skills and labor. So given the numbers, like the numbers we're having from the ministry, there are close to 2,000 units that are required. So this is a source of employment where those with relevant qualifications or those who have the skills can find their place in assembly. Because what we are just doing is we are making available the raw materials. They are being shipped straight to Zimbabwe, and then the assembling is done in Zimbabwe, by Zimbabwe.
Ngoma chatukuta ndi mumbata imuromo. Very impressive story there. We'll be coming back to you shortly. Mnumzana Mzingwa Lawe Ungaika Chana. We have a listener on the line, Ms. Chi. Who is that?
We have Benjamin from South Africa. Hello, Benjamin. Aiwa, tinofara imi muri sei?
Kuno kuri kunakidza zvako, asi business redu ratinoita ndo risingafambi zvakanaka.
Ko business yenyu ndeyei?
Ini ndine shop ye general dealer ku Zimbabwe.
Okay, saka muku supplier here zvinhu kubva ku South Africa?
Zvino chinonyanya kutirwadzisa kuno ku South Africa, tinoti tichiinda kutosvika mborder tinotoregwa mari yakawanda. Munhu anenge atanga une business nemari shoma, saka haukwanisiwo kuzobetsera vamwe vanhu. Plus muzhira, mapurisa kana uchifamba nemotikari unenge uchitoregwa nemazimura muzhira, unowanikwa uchitoregwa mari yakawanda. Saka kuti ukwanise kuzobetsera umwe munhuwo kuti azokushandiravo, hakwanisiwo kuwana zvinhu zvake, haazozvikwanisi nenyaya dzekuti mari yacho apa unosvika usisina.
Saka pakaitwa a ban recently on my commodities. Imimi muku survivor say?
Ine zvandinoita ndezvekuti zvakaita sezvimwewo zvandinokwanisa kutenga kunoko, ndinotenga kuno ku South Africa, zvimwe ndinondotengerawo kuZimbabwewo. But ndee nichizviona kuti semunhu anenge atanga business pamwe ne-$800, unowanikwa usingakwanisi kuzosimuka kuti undokwanisa kuzosvikawo ma-$200 kana kuti ma-$2,000 nenyaya dzekuti mamiriro akaita zvinhu haasiri kuti business rifambe. Isusu tinee kuita zvimabhizinesi zvedu.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Benjamin. Timbotora mumwe muteereri zvekare, Miss Chi, mukoma Philip ku South Africa. Wakadi yako mukoma Philip?
Ndiri nani, makadi mukoma?
Aiwa, tinofara. Kuri sei kuJoni uko?
Aiwa, kuJoni kuri nani zvako?
Ndizvozvo mwana mai. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu, mapina muchirongo?
Aiwa, iniwo zvangu ndinongotaurawo pazvinhu kufambiswa kwezvinhu pakuenda kumusha kwedu apa, kuti mitemo yakazoiswa yekuti zvinhu zvedu zvatinenge tichida kuendesawo kumusha sevanhu vakauya kuzoshava kunoku, zvinhu zvaakunyanya kuomeswa mitemo kuti zvinhu tigone kuendesa zvinhu kumusha.
Mhm. Asi ku South Africa ikoko se munhu muri munhu wechidiki handidi.
Hongu.
Hamuna here mamwe ma opportunities amuri kuona wo amunga gona ku exploit ando kuti muwanikewo muchibudirira muchiita zvinhu zviri ikoko ku South Africa zvirongwa zviri ikoko.
Zvirongwa zviri kuno chose mikana tinoikwanisa kuiwana asi zvagara zvinonetsa kuti ugare mumba musiri mako unogona kuti any day unogona kungobudiswa iwe wambonga watovaka zvinhu zvinoti wandei kana waita zvimwe zvinhu zvinotaridza budiriro saka unozowanikwa uri munhu anenge achingotanga upenyu nguva dzese.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Philip nekupinda muchirongwa.
Aiwa neniwo ndinotenda nekundipinzawo muchirongwa muzuva ranhasi.
Na tinotenda zvikuru muPhilip mlaleli wetu osithinte kwele South Africa ukala ngokuvinjwa kwezinto ezithile uhulumende weZimbabwe athi awusenelisi ukuzithenga kwele South Africa uzeqise ucingozi ye eZimbabwe okuyinto uBenjamin la umlaleli wethu esibili asanda kukhonona ngalo. Mischiti mbozokera kuna mkoma Devi tisati taenda kuna vacha tukuta mkoma Devi mungati erepa nyaze mafirimu za muri kuita ikeri ya chayo yaka yatingati ino riwada muna anogona kurara mane nyaze mafirimu
yungu kango tisusu industry yangu fana ni mangu ma industry. Sazumita nizo kuti hakuna chino ya mahara. Patai kura batu yangu wana jiri kwa ichi mahara mishana. Sazumita yangu fana ni ma industry wose. Taza mkuma wanga shita ura wa ne chirungwa chuku tapazua wa chunza ma gates. Yanotio solar panel. Ya ma solar project. Kurundi kwa wala itenda nzwa kupua shungu. Nima nyezi nyakata kuti vakara vya kushinga kuti nguwa ya kareba kushika parizino na nguwe mapaze uru menda kuti nga wangira ni chilo nguwa ichinja yose so angu fana nao ne maziri za kineta je mabaiskopo azungo yi zwa ringwe azui mazoma wiri azui ne gure ringwe azui ne makwe mawiri uno ruwa ndima kushika pa mpono shia kuti sandro kite zindizo erega na kutazis asika na une shungu mechide kwa doko wa chokuti ndina kushika mberi kure kure mechirunga chandru kuita ichi parungo musi wa zunashika kwa kuzevura kuti zavuma kuti zaona kutu meshungu chokuti nunge ndiri ramberi saka ndiyo kuri zire turungo kwa kwa kuti nyangwe maafunga kundi wa chipinda kutungo yunashika kwa kundi wa business mariri unofanda kunge chumu wani chokutanga uchinja kufarira kunge uchita zaona ufanda kunge uchita izozo kara wasinda zifarira nangu mwajunga upezi kana kupedza mwedzi wacho unokwana kugurunga kupedza ushishika na mfungwa yatinoti ya stress izvo kazvika pamatambudziko nda kuvhara kana kamiyedzo nda kuedza kuti saenderera mberi nazvinhu izvozvo zvinokwasira kunge uchiti hamuchadi kuenderera mberi nekuti haufariri chechipiri zvokuti hauna chokwadi chekuti uda kunge uchizviita here chechitatu chekuti hauziva kuda kuenda saka tinoti isusu hongu zvinokwanisa kunge zvichikusvitsa kure chaiko iko asi ndokunge uchikwanisa kunge uchigara uri mazviri wakapikira kuti chirokwaya mvura chirokwaya mvura ine mheni chirokwaya chimvura mabwe chirokwaya zuva rinopisa zverudzi handiregedzi.
Aha, batai rambai makabata mukoma Diva si yekumnumzana Nkosana Mazivisa sesimtholile njalo Mazivisa ukhona icingo yena ngithi
yenkona
ziyahlupha incingo lamhlanje mtaka mama abasakhulayo Mazivisa abaningi abangaba belalele ngosuku lwalamhlanje mhlawumbe umuntu uyabe engelaqiniso lokuthi kahle kahle ngisebenzi kodwa kuyini engingakwenza empilweni gakhona ukuthola insika yakhe lapha ngasukela khona ungamkhuthaza uthini umuntu nje
oqala abantu into mele bayizwisise kubana nxa besezikolo ama practicals aqhakathekile practical subjects are very important because you are being sick on some shala. Protection on them shabbing is based on practical subjects. So analyze school on the school. Make sure that you done against the best of the practical subjects, which are augmented by other subjects as well. Fine. But the practical yet. All parts are good to use our right and building. I'm a vocational training centers now for that taking. Where on the hand there is a skill is always peas. Skills of Pira, metal application, also two as those skills are critical because come rain, thunder, we can't rest to move forward based on those skills assessment. So the tara taking. Once we have the skills on the sana, then we can look towards starting own business because our subcatabanya bank. You already have your own skill. What you can do is then look for other people that have the similar skills or a strength that you do not have. Then you can build your company from then. That is better. And Lama cooperatives, where young people come and meet together. For example, we spend around $3 a month on WhatsApp. But if we have 10 of us, we are having almost $30. Omnia Vulusiga or Kelapana, Omnia in the Lapan. We learn from the basic things, then we can build ourselves up.
Aha. Ilokuzeni obunzima obukhona kwezenotho mazibisa alubana osakhulayo ethe wacabanga ngokuvula ibhizimusi. Ubukhala sikhuluma lawe eliya ukhala ngokuselakala kwemali. You know, ukusadalala nje komnotho. Ungamkhuthaza uthini umuntu ongaba lentshunkuntshi yokungena kubhizimusi evula inkampani yakhe ebe njengawe lanxa nje into zingamanga kuhle kwezenotho?
Yeah, one of the first things that umuntu analyzes is to sit down with his family or with their family and explain decision associated, because if you do not have a supporting structure from family, then you are doomed to be frustrated. Family is the first key pillar that can support you in terms of finances, in terms of resources as well, because Katesi Wunzima is a young person to walk into a bank and be given a loan, because all our collateral, all our tech is in our end, so the bank doesn't see you as someone that they can bank their money on. It becomes literally hard. Even if you're going to get it, you're going to get around $400 to $500, of which interest rate is too much. Eventually, you have needs that require money every day. It becomes doing a sort of money. So I would advise young people to go to banks for startups. I would advise them to sit down with family and friends and let your family be involved in that kind of business, because they've experienced, maybe in terms of work, it's unfortunate that we are not in a similar environment like first world countries where there is a fund for that say, even if you have an idea, there is a fund that the government or so-and-so can put in place. That is extremely hard. So young people should also learn to save the little sense that they have. Whether $4 or $2, the money that they get, financial discipline is important. If you cannot account for $4 or less, you'll never account for $1 million one day. Mm-hmm. That is critical. So, I want to
hayi siyabonga mazibisa qhubeka ubambile sithathe umlaleli uPhumlani Ndabeni kwele South Africa. Ndabeni kunjani ba?
Yaphila njani mlu?
Hayi siyaphila. Sungenele kuhlelo baba kusiphathise.
Yebo. Ngithi mina intsha ukuze iqhubekele phambili ngokufunda amabhizinisi, ngabe kuthiwa kuyavunyelwa ukuthi ele-South Africa ivumele ukuthi iZimbabwe isebenzise irandi, kungenza ama-opportunities okuthi abantu entanga bakhona ukuzivulela amabhizinisi abo, nabo bakwazi ukuthi bazisebenzele. Uyayibona into ekhona injalo.
Mhm. Hai, siyabonga andabeni. Wena khona ngapha mathuba yatholakala yini?
Ah, mina amathuba khona. Ngiyafisa ukuthi ngabe nawe ukuthi kuyavuma. Mina umsebenzi wami kuqeqesha nje abantwana ukuthi badlale ikhilikithi. So umsebenzi wami engiwufunde, engawenzayo ngisuke engiyenza wona. But we've sengakhipha abantwana abaningi abanye badlalela iSouth Africa kwisikolo engisebenza kiso. Manje ngiyafisa ukuthi ngelinye ilanga ngabe kuthiwa amathuba lawa ayenzeka lasekhaya. Kuma-rural areas bengingakhona ukuthi ngihambe ezikolweni, ngihambe ngifundise abantwana ukuthi i-cricket idlalwa njani, indoors le-outdoor, ngoba umsebenzi engiwenzayo. Manje amathuba lawa anjalo laphana ekha uzoqala kuphi? Akukho lapho ongaqala khona.
Hayi, siyabonga ndabeni ngokungena kuhlelo babo. Uqhubeke ubaqeqesha abantwana khona ngapha kundaba ze-cricket.
Yeah, hayi sengiproducer abantwana abaningi kakhulu. Abanye basebedlala emazweni kodwa back home mina esami sigaba akula mntwana ophumelelayo. Ngiyafisa ukuthi ngelila ngazi abantwana back home ngikwazi ukuthi ngifike lapha eplumtree ngivule ngihambe ezikolweni ngibafundise izikolo zonke leziya. Maybe kusasa nabo bangavuka besiba ngokunye.
Hayi, siyabonga ndabeni.
Hayi, sibonga mina mkhulu.
Miss Chi, time is running out, and let's wind the show.
Mr. Chatukuta. Mkoma Donald.
Yes, diripo ndiripano.
Good. What are the last words you can give the young people out there, in those who would want to get into solar energy as a business?
I want to give a message of hope to all the Zimbabweans that are into business. We find ourselves in a situation where we have all become self activated for business one way or the other, because there is no sustainable employment. We understand what our country is going through, but like my other brother has mentioned, there is need for one to stay committed. There is need for one to endure, you know, and focus on what you are doing. The results may not come instantly. It's not an event. It's a process. But the other thing also is unity. I've noticed that as Zimbabweans, we are not united. It's unfortunate that I'm saying this, but it's the truth.
Very true that Mr. Chatukuta, unfortunately we are out of time. Let's give Mr. Mudzingwa your turn, Mr. Mudzingwa, to say your last word in a few seconds.
In a few seconds, I think I'll just say this is what the country needs at the moment, young people that to change the fortunes of the country, because we are the majority. We are more than 65% of the country unemployed as we are. But if we change our mindset and start identifying opportunities, we'll build a better future. So we should keep going.
There you go. And I think we've lost Mr. Mazivisa. But nevertheless, inkuthazo yami lani bontanga. Nxa ulabangane litshona libhoda njengezitarata libhema imbanje lonke akusoze kwahamba lutho. Nxa unguntanga tshiyana labangane bakho, nxa kuyukuthi litshona libhema imbanje dinga omunye ongani uphumelele kancane kulawe, uza kubonisa indlela. Vechidiki ndirikuti kana uneshamari dzako muchitsura muchisuta mbanje, haiwa siyana nazo tswaga. Shamari dzinenge dzakabudirira dzichakubatsira. And that brings us to the end of our show, Miss Chi. I'm Tunga Melinkomo.
And good night, Zimbabwe. Thank you for being with us tonight. Don't stop doing your business. Chagamari. Chage. My name is Chioniso Jani.
Good night, Zimbabwe.